No, he won't work.
At all this week? Or just?
Well, I don't know. We'll see. Day to day.
How's Jaquan Williams doing on the concussion? Is he cleared to practice? Or?
No, he's going to have some activity, and then he may get cleared to do some things tomorrow. We'll see how he does step by step.
I know Peyton Hillis is on IR, but how's he doing in regards to that?
I saw him yesterday. He's feeling better. Feeling better. Was here in the office, had his little boy with him.
Do you know where you're going to put Schwartz yet?
No.
You do, but you're just not telling.
Really?
do you expect to have him for the game, or is it too early?
Who?
To know that Schwartz?
We activated him. I would expect that he would be ready. I hope.
I think we asked you this another time. You know, with an offensive lineman, when he's activated and he's ready, he's got to be ready to play 75 snaps, I would guess, right? Or else you wouldn't feel comfortable with that. Is that correct?
Yeah, if he plays, sure. That's what this week will be about.
How does this year compare to the beginning of last year for you? Do you take anything from the first
keep fighting.
Games last year to
keep fighting. Keep fighting. That's all I take. One game at a time. Bounce back. Again, it's about those all those eyes that look at me on Wednesday morning. And I'm thinking about them, quite frankly, trying to bring them through that, the disappointment, and get pointed towards the next opponent.
You see them still getting your message and still being attentive and into it?
Yeah, ask them, though.
Tom, can you talk about, you guys brought in Dominic Rogers from Marty. There was such mm-hmm. enthusiasm, you spent a lot of money on him, and you know, what he could bring, and from injuries to whatever, it hasn't been the season I don't think anyone expected. Has it been a rocky road with him, you think, his first year here?
Well, I think he's disappointed. He would like to obviously feel good and play injury-free, and that hasn't happened. So we've made as many adjustments as we possibly can, and continue to put him out there, thinking this could be a day when he's able to play the way he's capable of playing and stay out on the field. And so we'll keep trying that. His attitude has been good. He's tried everything, to be able to do that.
Obviously, Justin's not practicing. You have Jeff coming back to the offensive line. You started the same line every game this year so far. How open are you to moving multiple pieces around if you have to, or you try and keep it to a minimum for the sake of continuity at this point?
Well, I don't. That would be a reasonable expectation, but at this point in time, we're trying to be the best that we can, and we'll do whatever we have to do to get it that way.
How about the Cowboys rivalry? Regardless of which team has what record at what point, is it always a little bit more meaningful regardless of the circumstances?
Well, I think divisional games are, and certainly, we are blessed, if you will, to be in a division that's highly competitive, and everybody calls everybody a rival, and it certainly makes for some very, very interesting games and competition. And over the years, we've seen it, been a part of it.
What do you take from that first game with them to this game? What kind of?
There's a lot of things to take from if you study the game and if you know, where the critical things were and how they happened, and you look at it and you see. I'm always looking for ways that we could be better. Why, what did we do? We did rush for over 100 yards. They obviously did. They had time of possession. We had the late, strip turnovers, and they were plus one in the game. But there were some very good plays. It was very competitive. I thought at 28-21, we certainly had a chance to go to take the ball and take it down and have a chance to tie the game. And of course, it didn't happen. But there's a lot that can be learned from that.
Was that one of the better games you would say you guys played kind of during this losing streak?
That's some question. There's a few. That'd be one of them, maybe.
How did you think the...
if you're really interested in how'd you play when you lost.
How did you think your linebackers did, given all the reshuffling?
Last week?
Yeah.
I think they did good. I think they did all right. I really did. I was I was pleased with the way they flew around, and they were physical.
And specifically with that Devon Kennard, I mean, what kind of development or growth have you seen in him?
He's a guy that wants to play. He's got the look in his eye, and he wants it. He wants to be a part of it. He's always, whatever you know, challenge you had for him, he was more than willing to accept it.
How do you feel like Rashad looked on Sunday? Do you think?
I think he's got, you know, he was feeling his way back. There's no way around it. He hadn't played in a game for quite some time, and he'll improve in this week's game because of having had an opportunity to play and feel good about coming through the game last week.
Do you think you'll be able to lean on him a little more in this game?
We try to lean on them all.
Tom, you've had games before where you like coming off a rough performance. Have you how do you think he'll bounce back? And have you spoken to him about this particular, you know, bounce back from one to the other?
Well, I've spoken to him about he was in the office yesterday. As far as bounce back, I believe he will. I believe he will bounce back. I think he'll have a good game.
You mentioned a few times the pressure that he faced on Sunday. How much of that do you attribute to the opponent, and how much of it is a growing concern in light of?
Well, the opponent is the opponent, and the opponent, very good, number two defensive team in the league last week. So, and the opponent this week does rush the passer well. They don't have a lot of numbers that way, but they are penetrators.
Is Colin going to practice today?
No.